Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches on forgiveness and love and gets you ready to receive your healing. Now, here's Gloria.
Let's look at Proverbs 4 again. It says, "My son, attend to my words." So the more attention we give to the word of God, the more we incline our ear to his sayings, it says, "Let them not depart from your eyes." That's a constant diet of the word of God. The more we do that, the more we think about the word, the more we think about the word, the more place we give the word, the more place we give the word, the more prosperous we are, the more healed we are. The word of God heals every part of your life, not just your body. But it will heal your marriage. It will heal your occupation. It'll put you in a place where you're supposed to be. And there's no limit to how much of God's medicine we can take. You can't get an overdose. Hallelujah. You can't get too much of the word of God. Bless the Lord. Now, my recommendation is that if you're not in a church that feeds you the word of God, and you're there because this is where I was raised, this is where my parents went, my grandfather helped build this church, your grandfather is probably gone on to heaven by now. He doesn't care where you go to church. But where you better go is where you can learn the word, and somebody that preaches faith to you, and somebody that tells you the truth about things. Amen? Where you can grow. If you're not growing, you need to look around. Well, Gloria, now you're meddling. Well, that's what I do sometimes. If you're not growing, you need to do something different. And you need to feed yourself. You can't just wait on the pastor to feed you. The pastor is supposed to teach and feed us, but we just go there a few times a week. We got to eat every day, don't we? Don't you eat food every day, most days? Well, you got to feed yourself, and you've got to get in a place where you get fed. I'm in a healing place today. I can receive my healing. And those of you watching on the internet, and it's just awesome to think about that you're all over the world doing this. The presence of God is right there where you are. You'll be just as quick to receive your healing today as if you were right here in person. If you'll just believe it. If you'll just take the word of God and act on it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just take the word. So the words are life and health. We keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Verse 24 says, "Put away from thee a froward mouth," which is a disobedient mouth, "and perverse lips." You can't live in divine health and talk sickness and disease. Sickness is perverse. It's against the word of God. It's not what we want. Anything that is something that is not your will to have, consider it perverse and put it far away from you. You're not going to be blessed and increased financially and talk poverty. You've got to talk abundance to have abundance. Amen. We're taught that poverty's a curse. I consider it a curse. The Bible considers it a curse. Sickness is a curse. Healing is a blessing. Prosperity is increase is a blessing. So if we want prosperity, we can't talk the curse, which is lack, poverty. What are we going to do? How are we going to pay this bill? Start talking to those bills. Call them paid. I call you paid. Banknote, I rebuke you. I call you paid. You're getting out of my life. I consider you gone now in Jesus' name. You're paid. Call them paid. Act on the word of God. Well, you know, people might think I'm funny. Well, people will think they might think you're funny, but they won't think you're in debt anymore. We are funny. We're very peculiar compared to the world. And we're very happy about it. The world struggles. We don't have to struggle. You don't have to struggle. We have a father. Glory to God. We've got a daddy. Jesus is Lord. The father meets all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We can live in the earth in prosperity, in healing, in blessing, like we were already in heaven. Now, heaven will be a lot better. There won't even be any kind of curse there. There won't be anything you have to overcome. But I'm telling you, the Bible teaches us that we can have days of heaven in the earth right here. Even in the old covenant, they weren't born again, but they could have days of heaven on the earth if they would do what? What God said. And what did God say? Oh, well, He wanted them to have the promised land. He wanted them to have the best. He wanted them to walk in victory and no army could stand before them. He wanted them to be blessed coming in and going out. He wanted them to be free of all the sicknesses and diseases that were in Egypt and in other parts of the world. He wanted them to be healed. See, God always wants us to have the best. And so today we're centering up on healing and He wants us to have the best. Now let's look at the spirit of faith at work. Faith takes dominion. Faith works by love. Love is our commandment. If you've got anything against anybody today, your father did you wrong, your wife did you wrong, your children did you wrong, your neighbor did you wrong, anybody did you wrong, forgive if you have aught against any, the scripture says. I'm getting you ready to receive your healing. Forgive. Many people are sick because they're in unforgiveness. Forgive if you have aught against any. If somebody did you wrong, pardon them. I forgive you. You know, it's pretty strong to just have the power of forgiveness. And the Bible teaches us right where it talks about receiving what we ask for in prayer. It talks about forgive, 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 forgive. If you want your prayers answered, forgive other people their offenses and their trespasses. If you want to be forgiven, forgive. That's powerful. We have the power to forgive. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. They did me wrong. They stole money from me. They did this, they did that. I know what they're doing to you now, and I know that money is gone. Somebody stole from you? You're not going to get it back by holding a grudge against somebody. But if you'll just forgive, you have the power to forgive this morning. Your mother could have done you wrong. You could have been raised in a bad house, a bad situation. People could have done you wrong. But you are a believer now, and you have the power to forgive. So I want you to release, just privately, to yourself this morning. If you have aught against any, before we pray, you release those people and forgive them. You be the arm of Jesus this morning and you pray for them and you say, Lord, I forgive him of everything that he did. I release him and I'm asking you for your blessing to come upon him. Cause him to find you, Lord. Cause her to find you. Amen. It's so wonderful to be free. Bible says you'll know the truth and be free, but you have to act on the truth to be free. So we forgive anybody of anything. We believe the word. We release the spirit of faith. Jesus said to choose life. How did they choose life? Or Moses said to choose life. How did they choose life? Whatever they put in their eyes and their ears, that was choosing life. Because whatever goes in the eyes and the ears comes out the mouth, what gets into the heart, then comes out the mouth. Whatever comes out the mouth, that's what comes to pass in your life. That's why when you learn about you can have what you say, like Ken and I did back in the back there in Tulsa, things began to turn around for us because we learned that. I remember right where I was sitting when I got the revelation of it. I saw that in the consistency of what I say, the consistency of what I say, not just when I'm thinking about it, not just when, you know, on purpose, but what I say continually comes to pass in my life. And so I saw I had to change my words. And so what did I do? I changed my words. They're still changed. I still say what I want to come to pass. And if I get in unbelief or I say the wrong thing, I repent and I say, Lord, forgive me for that. I rebuke that confession. That's not what I want. That's not what I believe. And I receive my forgiveness. And then I say what I want to come to pass. See, that's the part the devil hates. He cannot corner us because of the love of God. If we make a mistake, we're not doomed. All we have to do is get it straight with God and repent and get things straight with the Lord. And we can be right back where we are. We're. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about it. So there's no reason for us to let the devil trip us up. Amen. Now, Galatians says that faith works by love. And we know that we won't teach on it this morning, but we know that walking in love is our commandment. But we might just go over a few little things that could hang you up this morning, keep you from getting your healing. Because after all, if this is our law, the love law is our law, we're going to have to really receive in faith, we're going to have to walk in love. And love opens the door to all the blessings. When we walk in love and we're born of love, we've got love in us. It's been shed abroad in our heart. Well, all we have to do is yield to what's in there and to get our thinking straight, our words straight, and say in agreement with God. Amen. Say and stay in agreement with God in the love walk. So let's just look at this. And if you've got anything against anybody that this reminds you of, well, dump it. Don't ever take it back up. I like the Amplified Bible. Love endures long. I'm just getting you ready to receive your healing. If you're not interested in receiving your healing, then you keep being mad and resenting people and hanging on to stuff, and you will not be bothered with healing today. But if you want to receive, the power of God's going for it. When you want to receive, you want to be ready, then this is what it takes. Love, well, it just says up here in 2 that if we have not love, we're nobody, a useless nobody. If we don't have love, according to the Amplified Bible in verse 2, if you can prophesy, you can interpret, you know the truths and the mystery, and you possess all knowledge. I've been talking about the things that we've learned. We don't have all knowledge. But even if I had all knowledge today and I didn't have love, things wouldn't be working for me. Isn't that what it says? And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, I could have faith strong enough to speak to the mountain and cast it into the sea, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Whew, how could you get any plainer than that? If we don't have love, ain't nothing gonna work. So, he said, even if I give all I have to the poor, surrender my body to be burned, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. So here is a picture then of that love. And if there's anything, before we pray, in anything in your life, anybody that you're holding out against, anybody that you're thinking, I just don't think I can forgive him of that. That is exactly who I'm talking to right now. This is your opportunity to get free. After all, when you hold something against somebody else and, you know, every time you think about it, it rankles you, so to speak. You get stirred up. You get mad all over again and you get depressed and you want to go throw something. I'm not saying somebody didn't do you wrong. I'm just saying they're still doing you wrong because you're still holding on to it. You want to get rid of that. Glory to God, you can be free. You don't even have to get, you know, every time you think of that person and you get upset, you don't have to do that anymore. All you have to do is just forgive. Now listen to what this says. Love endures. It says, even if I dole out all I have to the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Love, without love, what does that say? Without love, nothing. but with love. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. Love is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. Love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. Love is not rude, unmannerly, does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. Oh, this is a good one. You're going to love this one. It is not, love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. If it's easy for you to get your feelings hurt, you're not walking in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. And when you begin to be get your feelings hurt, somebody spoken sharply to you, you've been insulted, so to speak, and you want to just give them a piece of your mind or a fist, one, think about this scripture. If I want to walk in the blessing, I've got to obey God. And if I don't walk in love, I'm not going to be walking in the will of God. That should make it easy for us. And, you know, if your husband makes you mad, if your wife makes you mad, if you want to get mad over this thing or that thing, and you're touchy, and they didn't remember your birthday, nobody loves me, I just work here all the time, and I pick up and I clean up, and my children don't love me, and my husband doesn't love me. Well, you got the wrong attitude. Don't be touchy, fretful, resentful. Pay no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, a lot of times I think people just run, Satan just runs people across our path just to get us out of the love of God so he can get a foothold. But it ought to be a challenge in your life. I have the love of God. I do not have to fret or be touchy or resentful. I don't have to get even. I don't even have to give a suffered wrong the time of day. That's power. That's power. When nobody can get you out of love, you're walking in the power of God. So you have the power today to forgive anybody of anything. And just right now, if somebody comes to your mind, if you've been holding something, you could have been holding something against somebody for years. Because that's what people do if they don't know better. Forgive. If you have aught against any. It is not, love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. It's not rude and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own ways, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It pays no account of the evil done to it. What if somebody does you wrong? And you know it just eats on you, eats on you, eats on you. That would be the opposite of paying no account to the evil done to you. So what if somebody does you wrong? You forgive them. The wrong's been done. You just forgive them. Say, Lord, I just forgive him of that. I forgive her of that. I'm paying no attention to it, Lord. I'm just staying connected with you. I'm staying right in here. I'm staying right in here under your wings. I'm staying right connected with the love of God. I'm not going to let that disturb my healing, my prosperity, my life. Love does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. I think you could say there that love doesn't enjoy scandal, and nor does it pass it on. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Love is powerful. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. There's nothing stronger than the love of God, no matter what it is. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan, the comprehensive and interactive healing package new from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available now for just $15. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org or to order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your Lifeline Kit today.
About 18 months ago, I was just having just terrible pain in my legs in the front, and I didn't know what it was. And I kept going to the doctor, and they didn't know what it was, and I finally went to a doctor, and about 18 months ago, he says, you have shin splints. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. And when you touch my legs and run your hand down the front of my legs, you could feel like knots, like bones with knots on the front of them, all the way down my legs. And then it got to the point where you could see them. When you had done the prayer for healing, I was still in excruciating pain, and it's very painful when you walk. And I was just mad at the devil, and I said, you know what? Shut up. I said, I am claiming this healing. I am not losing this healing. So you said, do something you haven't done before.
In Jesus' name, do what you couldn't do before.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're healed. By his stripes, we were healed.
So I got up and I walked around, and I was still in pain, and I'm just sitting there just mad at the devil, and I'm fussing at him. And then I went to rub my leg, because sometimes that rubbing will help. And I realized that I didn't feel the bumps, because you can feel them on the bone. So I pulled up my pants leg and looked at my leg, and they're not there. It's smooth as can be. And there is no more pain. There is no more pain. God is good all the time.
Amen.
It kept me from doing everything. I mean, I live in a 100-year-old house that, you know, you've got to go up and down. You've got to go to the basement to do the laundry. And if I got the laundry up to the main floor, I would get it folded, and that basket sat at the bottom of the stairs waiting for somebody else to carry it up, because it was really painful to go up the stairs. When I came down in the morning, I don't want to go back up those stairs until I go to bed at night. So it kept me from doing, you know, just basic things, housework, things that needed to be done, just everyday life.
So what's life going to be like now?
Life is going to be wonderful because I am free.
Jackie's healed and pain-free because she received and acted on the Word of God. You know, to act on the Word of God, you've got to see it and you've got to hear it. You've got to know what the Lord promises you. You can have healing school anytime you want to. When you're praying for your family, when you're praying for yourself, go to the scriptures, go to the healing scriptures, and then pray those scriptures, act on them, and what do? When do you believe you receive it? When you pray, you believe you receive it. Receive it right then when you pray. And then you don't let go of it. You stay with it. You don't quit. That's the way you receive your prosperity blessing or anything else. You go to the Word, get basis for your faith, and then you act on it. In today's message, I shared how you can't live in divine health and talk sickness and disease. If you're going to live a life of faith and a life of blessing, and that's where blessing comes from, is because you believe what the Word says, and you rely on that, and you say that, and you count on that, and you don't let go of that, miracles happen. Things happen. God heals every part of your life, your body, your marriage, whatever you need. I want you to receive right now. I'm going to pray for your healing, and you take it when I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person to you right now listening to me all over the world. And in Jesus' name, I rebuke sickness and disease off your body. Go, sickness, in the name of Jesus. Go, infirmity, in Jesus' name. And I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Now you take it and you don't quit on it. You receive it. Begin to do things you couldn't do before. Act on your faith. I want to offer this healing and wellness 10-day spiritual action plan. This is a great series. It's got action cards in it to help you remind you of the scriptures. It's got CDs in it. And what you need to do, whether it's about your finances or about your healing, you need to put the Word of God in your eyes, in your ears, let it get into your heart, and then you begin to act on it and talk it, say it, and do it. And you don't quit until the answer comes. So get your healing wellness 10-day spiritual action plan today. And when you get it, do it. Do it. It won't do any good unless you act on it. Join me more for Healing School tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's Word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the blessing in action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org.